Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
I think I know many of you.
我相信我认识很多弟兄姐妹们。
My name is Dana Congdon, and I come from New York.
我们弟兄的名字是 Dana Congdon, 从纽约来。
I've enjoyed being with you in the worship time.
我非常享受和你们一同敬拜主的时间。
I love to be in a church where the brothers sing better than the sisters.
我实在是愿意来到一个教会，那个教会当中弟兄们唱的比姊妹们还好。
Now, sorry, sisters, I don't mean to offend you.
姊妹们，我们不是为了要得罪你们。
But sometimes when the sisters sing, their strength and the brothers sing sounds like little mice.
有的时候呢，姊妹们唱的是大声的，弟兄们唱的声音像老鼠一样，非常小。
I've already seen one miracle.
我已经看见了一个神迹。
So impossible and miraculous was the marriage of Stephen and Jen yesterday.
昨天晚上我们看见Stephen 和 Jen 他们的婚礼是一个何等奇妙的神迹。
Which I came to be part of.
这是我来西雅图的目的。
And so the clouds had to open and the sun came down. It was such a miraculous time.
那天我们看见乌云散尽，阳光满布。我为着这个感谢神。
And I also want to send greetings from the saints in Manhattan.
我也从曼哈顿的弟兄姐妹们向你们带来祝福和问候。
My wife and I rent an apartment.
弟兄的姊妹在那边有一个公寓。
But the apartment is no longer our own.
但是这个公寓不是属于他们的。
This Sunday, 50 people will meet in our apartment and break bread.
今天早晨有50个弟兄姐妹会在那个公寓里边擘饼纪念主。
They'll have a gospel meeting today.
在那边并且有一个福音聚会。
And I send you greetings because actually we have more than a half a dozen from Seattle who meet with us.
我向你们带来问候，是因为在我们那边的聚会当中，超过有十几个弟兄姐妹是从西雅图这边过去的。
Actually, and we are so thankful for the saints that are living in New York at this time from Seattle.
我为着这些从西雅图过去，现在在纽约生活的这些弟兄姐妹们感谢神。
Because, as you know, New York is a very difficult place to live.
因为你们知道，在纽约生活是不容易的。
And the people from Seattle know how to live where it's raining all the time, it's cold.
因为在西雅图的生活的弟兄姐妹们都熟悉了这边寒冷潮湿的生活。
So maybe we call our little group Seattle East.
我们就把我们那边的弟兄姐妹们叫做西雅图的东方人。
But we enjoy to be with those saints.
但是我们实在是享受和他们同在。
I have a burden on my heart I want to share this morning.
今天早晨在我心中有一个负担要和大家分享。
I want us to look at a few scriptures.
我们要一同来读几节经文。
First, in the Gospel of Matthew.
第一节经文是在马太福音。
A few simple verses that we all know.
有几节经文我们都非常熟悉。
Jesus, in chapter 6, teaches us to pray.
在马太福音第六章，主耶稣教导我们祷告。
We just read verses 9 and 10.
我们一同来读第九和第十节。
Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then, in Matthew chapter 16,
我们一同来读马太福音第十六章
verses 3 and 4.
第三、第四节。
We go back to verse 2.
我们也读一下第二节。
And Jesus replied, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening." Do you know how to discern the appearing of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times?
耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晴；早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
And then we meet our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew chapter 26.
让我们一同在马太福音第26章里边，在科西马尼园里边一同与我们的主同在。
And one prayer, one command to his disciples in verse 41.
在第41节，他这里边对他的门徒们有一个命令。
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
And then a verse in the end of Deuteronomy.
我们一同来读
chapter 29, verse 29.
申命记二十九章二十九节。
It's a verse that reveals something of God's ways to us.
这些经文要向我们启示了神的他的工作的方法。
Deuteronomy 29:29.
申命记第二十九章二十九节。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law.
隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
And then we want finally to come to a passage in Joel chapter 2.
我们一同来读约珥书的第二章。
The prophet Joel saw a tremendous vision.
在这里边他看见一个异象。
And it became the word of God to Israel.
这个异象就成了神对以色列人所说的话。
We begin in verse 11.
我们从第十一节开始读。
The Lord utters his voice before his army. Surely his camp is very great, for strong is he who carries out his word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and very awesome. Who can endure it?
耶和华在他军里面前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者。因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能担当得起呢？
Yet even now declares the Lord,Return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，却后悔不降所说的灾。
Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow a trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly.Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing infants. Let the bridegroom come out of his room and the bride out of her bridal chamber. Let the priests, the Lord's ministers, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they among the people say, Where is their God?
或者他转意后悔，留下余辅，就是留下献给耶和华我们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，聚集众民，使会众自洁，招聚长老，聚集孩童和吃奶的，使新郎出离洞房，新妇出离内室，侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣。耶和华呀，求你顾惜你的百姓，不要使你的产业受辱。列邦管辖他们，为何容忍列国人说他们的神在哪里呢？
Verse 18,
第十八节。
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, will have pity on his people.
耶和华就为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we have prayed, we have sung the song, Revive Thy Work, O Lord.
天父啊，我们一同唱这首诗歌，复兴你工作。
How precious is that work?
这个工作是何等的宝贵。
We know it's precious to you because we know that your hands that are doing the work are precious.
我们知道这个工作对你是何等的宝贵，因为是你亲手在做这工作。
And your high purpose in mind to fulfill your work that your son may reign with his bride.
是你最高的旨意要完成这个工作，使你的儿子在这一切事情上居首位。
So we know this work is very, very important to you.
所以我们知道这个工作对你来说是何等何等的重要。
But Lord, we are casual Christians.
但是神啊，我们是一群随便的基督徒。
We are not aware of the importance of the things of God.
我们对你的事情并不完全了解。
Except that your spirit reveal these things to us.
除非你的灵向我们启示你的自己。
And so for this we ask this morning.
所以为着这个我们早晨来到你面前祈求
Reveal to our hearts
向我们启示你的心
Thy work
你的工作
That we may be cooperators with that work
所以我们能够和你成为你的同工者
Until your glory fills the earth as the waters cover the sea
直到你的圣灵要充满全地就像水充满洋海
Oh, speak to us, precious spirit, speak to us
圣灵啊求你对我们的心说话
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.
At the beginning of verse 14, there's a phrase I'd like to begin with today.
约珥书第十四章有一节经文我们要早晨一同开始来分享
In Joel chapter 2 verse 14, it says, Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him?
约珥书第二章十四节说谁知道呢他不回心转意留下迂腐
Now this is a question
这是一个问题
That the Lord is suggesting
我们的主在这里边对我们说
The Lord does his work
主在做他的工作
We know the Lord does many things in secret
我们知道主在隐秘处做许多的事情
We read in the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记是这样告诉我们的。
There are secret things the Lord does.
隐秘的事是属于耶和华。
He's always at work in the secret place.
因为他在隐秘的地方做许多的事情。
But in his work, there are things he reveals.
但是在他的工作当中，他也向我们启示一些事情。
And he reveals these things that we may lay hold of them.
这些他所启示的事情，我们要牢牢地抓住。
What he reveals of his work, he reveals for a reason.
他之所以启示他的工作是有一个目的的。
He means us to be cooperating with these things.
因为他要我们在这些事情上与他同工。
But how do we come to a knowledge of these things?
但是我们知道怎样才能知道这些事情呢
?And of course we know the answer.
我们知道答案是什么。
There has been no great reviving of thy work without prayer beforehand.
因为我们知道若不借着祷告就没有神他向我们最大的启示。
And when we're talking about prayer, we're not talking about individual prayers.
当我们提到祷告的时候，我们并不是仅仅指个人的祷告。
We see that revivals, awakenings, outpourings, recovery,
我们看见这些复兴、觉醒和警醒。
These things happen when God's church is awakened to the time to pray.
因为这些事情之所以能够成就是因为他的教会们是他地上的教会觉醒祷告
If God can awaken his church
如果神可以觉醒他的教会
He would tell them what time it is
他要告诉他这是什么时候了
We remember how Jesus rebuked the Pharisees
我们记得主耶稣他斥责那些法利赛人
You know the times politically
你们知道这个政治的时候
You know the seasons of the Jewish religious feasts.
也知道在犹太人当中他们这些宗教的节日。
But you cannot discern the time.
但是你们不能分辨这个时候。
We know that we're in an economic tsunami.
我们知道我们现在正在经历了一个金融的海啸。
We know that we're in political turmoil.
我们也知道我们现在正在经历一个政治风暴。
But do we know what time it is?
但是我们知道这个时候吗
And now we're talking about kingdom things.
我们在谈论国度的事情。
God uses economic problems.
神用经济的问题。
Political unrest.
政治的不平安。
To make us aware of what time it is.
要我们知道我们今天所处的时代。
But this is the key.
但是这是一个关键点。
And so before the Lord left his disciples, he said, watch and pray.
所以当主耶稣要离开他的圣门徒的时候，他让他们要觉醒祷告。
If we don't, the church falls into temptation.
如果不是这样的话，教会就要进入迷惑。
Like Laodicea.
就像老底嘉一样。
So blind.
他们是瞎眼。
It cannot see the Lord.
他们看不见主。
Knocking on their door.
主在门外叩门。
The church of Sardis.
像撒底教会。
Asleep.
他们在睡。
Has no idea.
他们没有任何的思想。
But there are some who hear the Spirit saying to Sardis, wake up!
但是有人听见了圣灵对他们说话，要醒。
It's been an interesting phenomenon of history.
在历史上我们看见一些有趣的现象。
That even at the eve of judgment, God's children had no idea anything special was going on.
就是在审判的前夕，神的儿女他们也不觉得那个时代的危机。
But there was always a remnant.
但是总在那个里边有一些余数。
They knew something was about to happen.
因为他们这些余数知道有些特别的事情要发生了。
And I'm calling us to be such a remnant.
所以我在这里边呼召弟兄姐妹们，我们都成为那余数。
Now there is no remnant church.
没有余数的教会。
That is to say a whole gathering that is a remnant.
不是说所有聚集在一起的都是余数。
But the remnant is found within every church.
但是在每个聚集当中都可以找到余数。
Called the remnant, called the overcomer, whatever you wish.
你可以靠他们余数，靠他们叫他们得胜者都可以。
We're dependent upon them.
我们要依靠这些人。
For while the majority sleep.
因为大多数的人都在睡觉。
The remnant knows what time it is.
但是余数们，他们心中觉醒，知道这个时代的光景。
And so I want to exhort you to prayer.
所以我要敦促大家要祷告。
Now it's corporate prayer that's the key.
团体的祷告乃是这个关键。
You pray individually and may the Lord bless you according to your faithfulness.
你个人的祷告，愿神祝福你，按照你的信心祝福你。
But the Lord gathers two or three together for special purpose.
但是神把两三个人聚集在一起，是为了一个特殊的目的。
For kingdom praying.
是为了国度的祷告。
For binding and loosing.
是为了让我们聚集在一起。
For bringing down kingdoms and raising up others.
要把国度带到地上，把人带到天上。
Do we know such kingdom prayers?
我们知道这样国度的祷告吗？
Many of us think the Lord's Prayer is a sweet and wonderful prayer.
我们都知道主祷文是一个何等甜美，何等亲切的祷告。
Even when we say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
But if you'll notice, first of all, that's a prayer that's prayed corporately, Our Father.
但是我们这边要必须看见，在这之前是一个团体的祷告，是说我们的父。
And these are the two or three that are praying together for His kingdom to come.
这是两三个人聚集在一起，在他的名下为着国度的祷告。
Now, do we pray that?
我们有这样的祷告吗？
Are we watching and praying?
我们是不是觉醒祷告？
I can say something of a certainty.
我们我可以很肯定地说。
But I just give it to you to consider.
但是我要向你们来思考这件事。
Consider what I say.
要思考一下我所讲的。
Who knows?
谁知道。
But the Lord might revive his work.
神不能复兴他的工作呢。
Do you know the time?
我们知道这个时候吗？
It will not be discerned by prophets standing among us.
也不是这个时候，不是要在我们中间的先知来告诉我们。
But by a people who know how to pray.
乃是借着一群知道怎样祷告的人。
Now we as churches in New York and Seattle and other places when we gather.
我们纽约的教会，西雅图的教会，我们聚集在一起。
We take up our corporate prayer.
我们有一个团体的祷告。
I see you gather in various groups in the community.
我们看见弟兄姐妹们在不同的社区里边有聚集。
This is wonderful.
这是非常美好的。
And when we gather.
当我们聚集的时候
We realize our threefold responsibility.
我们要认识到我们三个或者四个的责任。
The first is the prayer to the shepherd on behalf of the sheep.
我们要为着这个牧人，为着代替羊向牧人祷告。
You know, we need to care for one another and to pray for the sick, to pray for those who have lost their jobs.
我们要彼此关心，为着身体软弱的，为着失去工作的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We need to pray for the Christians who are wandering.And pray for those who are on the verge of accepting Christ as their Savior.
我们要为那些偏行己路的基督徒祷告，为着那些还没有接受福音的 福音朋友们祷告。
Our prayer is to the shepherd on behalf of the sheep.
我们要向这位大牧人祷告，要借以着这些羊的名义向他祷告。
And we must be faithful.
我们必须在这件事情上忠心。
But there's also the priestly prayer of the corporate.
我们也在这里边也要在团体当中有一个祭司的祷告。
We cannot gather from week to week.And find the Spirit in our midst unless we're interceding in priestly prayer.
我们若不是有一个祭司祷告，就在我们每周的聚集当中，我们就不能遇见主。
I'm sure that some of you don't go to the prayer meeting on what night?
Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Not all of you go.
我们知道不是所有的弟兄姐妹们都来到星期二的祷告聚会。
Of course, I see in my Bible that we're all priests, and so you all should go.
因为在我的圣经里面告诉我们说你们都是祭司，所以大家都应该来星期二的祷告。
But those who go and gather,
但是这些来到一起聚集的弟兄姐妹，
they pray on behalf of the whole church here.
他们是代替全教会向神祷告。
If it weren't for their prayers,
如果不是这些弟兄姐妹们祷告，
you could not have spirit-filled ministry.
我们就没有一个充满圣灵的服事。
You could not gather with freedom before the Lord's table.
我们就不能自由地聚集在主耶稣的饼里面。
You couldn't gather in unity.
我们就不能一个合一的心来聚集。
Because the enemy would quickly come in.
因为仇敌就是迅速地来到我们中间。
With deadness, with division.
死刑和分裂就会来临到我们。
If you don't pray that priestly prayer, the church cannot remain in life.
如果我们没有这样祭司的祷告，教会就没有生命。
And so when you gather, it's so important to pray for those who are speaking, for the Sunday school teachers who are teaching, for the Spirit to be upon us when we gather to break bread.
所以当我们一起祷告的时候，我们要为那些做出口的，是主日学的老师，为着所有服事的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
But now I'm talking about the calling in corporate prayer to kingdom praying.
但是我现在要向大家呼召是一个国度的祷告，在团体当中的祷告。
Now what does that mean?
这意味着什么呢?
Now immediately we're talking about the work of God that's wider than just the church, although it involves the church very much.
这里边我们就提到神的工作远远大于任何一个教会，但是它包括了每一个教会。
Now what is the Lord doing around the world today?
神今天在全地所做的工作。
What time is it here in the United States?
在我们美国是处于一个什么样的时代?
These are the things the Lord would give us to know if we understand kingdom prophetic praying.
如果我们在这里边有一个国度的，有一个祭司的祷告，神就要把这些事情启示在我们中间。
Now by prophetic praying, I don't mean that we have a prayer meeting and somebody stands up and says, Thus saith the Lord, I say the...
为了这个预言性的祭司的祷告，我们并不是说我们要讲许多奇妙不明白的话。
But I'm talking about prophetic prayer where as we're gathered together, the Lord gives us spiritual insight into the condition of things around us.
我们这里边讲到这个祭司预言的祷告，要在神面前知道他最隐秘的心意。
It takes no spiritual insight to see our present economic and political situation.
我们不需要有特别深的属灵的看见，就明白我们目前所处的经济和政治的光景。
But it takes spiritual insight to understand what's going on in the kingdom right now.
但是我们知道要有一个属灵的看见，才能知道神的国度现在是在什么时候。
And for this reason we gather.
为了这个原因，我们才聚集。
We gather before the shepherd, we gather before the priest, we gather before the king of kings.
我们在牧者面前聚集。我们在祭司面前聚集，我们也在国度的君王面前聚集。
God has so much He wants to do, but He waits for the church to pray.
神要做许多的工作，但是他在等待着这个教会有一个祭司的祷告。
Thy kingdom come. That prayer means more than just that we get to eat our congee in the morning.
愿你的国降临，这远超过我们早晨能够喝一点粥。
What does that mean? Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临，到底就是意味着什么？
That prayer will guarantee a shaking.
这个祷告要带来震动。
Do we know what time it is?
我们知道这个时代吗？
Well, God is so faithful to us.
神向我们是何等的信实。
Because first of all,
因为首先，
He's placed in all of us, every Christian, the beginnings.Of the kingdom prayer.
因为他把我们每一个人所有的弟兄姐妹们都放在这个国度的祷告的前面。
What do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？
Every Christian
每一位弟兄姐妹
has the anointing within，
在我们里边都有这个圣灵的膏抹。
And that anointing within, as John says, it tells you when there's a spirit of truth or a spirit of error.
这个里边圣灵的膏抹就是告诉我们是有一个是对的灵或者是一个不对的灵。
Sometimes you hear some preacher on TV and boy, he sounds pretty good and boy, he looks pretty good. But something inside says, something's wrong.
所以有的时候我们在电视上看见一些传道人，那从外面看很好，但是在我们里边有一个灵告诉我们说有些事情不对。
Now from the very beginning, when you're a Christian, you have this sensitivity.
所以在一开始的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们里边就有这样一个敏感的觉醒。
Now we may not be able to define what's wrong, but we know something's wrong.
我们也许不能够定义什么错了，但是我们能够感觉到那个错误。
My wife and I, by the way, my wife is here today. Many of you don't believe I actually have a wife, but there she is.
我们弟兄的姊妹也在这中间，在我们中间。
Julia, you better raise your hand, because everybody's looking. There she is.
我们的姊妹坐在那边。
Now you see. Okay.
欢迎你。
Now my wife and I, leaving early tomorrow morning to go back to New York.
我的姊妹和我明天早晨就要回到纽约去。
We can't stay too long. We're afraid of earthquakes.
我们不能在这边待太久，因为怕有地震。
Now we know on the West Coast, there's all of these seismic laboratories that are trying to determine the soundings and the vibrations in the Earth's core.
整个的西岸，我们就各处都布满了这个地震实验室，要监测地里边的地壳的震动。
And they have all of this sensitive seismic equipment that they're sticking in thousands of places along the fault line.
在这所有这些断裂带上，有成千上万的这些地震仪在测量。
Probably most of these invented by Chinese.
很多可能是中国人发明的。
But in the laboratory, their most important piece of equipment.
但是在这些实验室当中，有一个最重要的一件仪器。
A cockroach.
是一个蟑螂。
A cockroach. Yeah, millions of dollars in the electronic equipment.
这个仪器呢，要花。成千上万的美元才能买到。
Probably one of those things go do, 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 every time I speak right here because it's somewhere in Seattle. Do, 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 every time you speak.
就当我们现在在这个说话的时候，那些仪器也能可能感觉到我们这声波的震动一直在跳。
But there are some things that man cannot make.
但是有一件事情人不能做。
The cockroach.
就是那个蟑螂。
Now they discovered, quite by accident.
他们发现，而且是一个偶然的机会发现的。
That just minutes and seconds before an earthquake, cockroaches go crazy.
在地震发生的前可能是几秒钟的时间内，这些蟑螂呢，他们就都疯狂了。
They have such a sensitivity to vibration.
因为他们对地的震动非常的敏感。
So if we're meeting here and suddenly the cockroaches come out of the wall, let's get out of here.
所以当我们在这边聚集的时候，我们看见许多的蟑螂从外边出来，我们要一同往外跑。
It's guaranteed.
因为这是保险的。
Now cockroaches love to hide.
这些蟑螂他们平时是藏在
But not when there's earthquake.
但是当地震发生的时候
They look for your front door.
他们就来到你的家门口
Quickest way out.
我们就需要快快地跑出去
All of us Christians start out with cockroach. You are a cockroach.
我们基督徒从某种意义上来讲也像蟑螂一样
Now I'm not saying that to squash you.
我们 并不是意味着我们要把我们弟兄姐妹们踩死
But to tell you, you already have some sensitivity.
但是乃是说到我们在我们里边有一个敏感。
You know when something's right.
我们知道什么是对的。
You know when something's wrong.
我们也知道什么是错的。
And you know when something's about to happen.
我们也知道有些重要的事情马上就要发生了。
You may not even be able to define it.
我们也许不能定义这些。
But it starts you on the road.
但是他要把我们带到这条道路上去。
Now how does God bring us from being a cockroach to a prophet?
神怎样把我们从一个蟑螂带到一个先知呢
Now, how do we gain the spiritual intelligence to know, rather than just say something's wrong, something's wrong, to being able to know what's wrong?
我们怎样才能够知道这个属灵的智慧？那不是就是说啊，我们只是感觉到一些事情错了。
There's only one way.
只有一个方法。
We gather with the other cockroaches and we pray.
我们和其他所有的蟑螂聚集在一起祷告。
Now you have to have the Bible in hand.
当然，我们手中要有圣经。
Because the Bible already shows you,
因为圣经已经向我们显明
some things are about to happen.
有些事情马上就要发生。
Jesus told you, do you know the signs of the times?
主耶稣告诉你们，你们知道分辨这个时候吗？
And he listed off a number of signs that show the nearness of his coming.
他告诉我们在这边有许多的预兆。
And then after he arose and went to the right hand of God,
当他升天回到父神的右手的时候，
he gave to John further revelation.
他给约翰一个更大的启示。
Now the seals, the seven seals are being unsealed, which leads to the seven trumpets, which lead to the seven bowls.
我们在启示录里边看见有七印。有七号，有七碗。
And from the time he saw that vision in Revelation, Jesus was already unsealing the scroll.
当约翰看见这个启示的时候，我们的主耶稣已经开始揭开了七印。
Do you know what seal we're in?
我们知道我们今天是在哪一印当中吗？
We need spiritual intelligence.
我们需要属灵的智慧。
All of that stuff is not given to us just when we're bored and we can read something exciting, we go to Revelation.
启示录里边所写的这些，不是当我们感觉到乏味的时候，去读一些有趣的事情。
There are such a thing as God's children who know what time it is.
这些事情记载下来，是让神的儿女知道我们所处的时代光景。
And we're to gather together in prayer.
我们应当聚集在他面前祷告。
Now you say, well, now what is a kingdom prayer? Are we praying kingdom prayers on Tuesday night?
什么是国度的祷告呢？我们在星期二的祷告聚会当中，是不是祷告一个国度的祷告呢？
Well, I can give you one evidence of kingdom prayer right off that will let you know.
我可以给你一个国度祷告的证据，你就会知道。
The kingdom prayer begins when we ask God questions.
国度的祷告开始，是我们向神问问题。
Now we pray 50 prayers saying, Lord bless us, Lord help us, Lord heal us, Lord keep us.
我们可能有五十个祷告的事项，要求神帮助我们，求神保守我们。
How about a question?
我们有没有到神面前问
？Lord, what time is it?
神现在是一个什么样的时代
？Lord, what are you doing?
神现在你正在做什么
？Lord, is there significance to these things going on right now?
世界上所发生这些事情有什么重大的意义
？Lord, we don't know.
神，我们不知道。
We don't have the wisdom to know.
我们没有这样的智慧知道。
But if we inquire of the Lord.
但是如果我们向神求问
Where do you find this phrase, inquire of the Lord?
我们求问这个经节在圣经里边什么地方能找到呢
Do you know this phrase?
你们知道这节经文吗
Go through the Old Testament.
我们要到旧约里去找
And every great man of God.
每一个在神面前所使用伟大的人物
And David inquired of the Lord.
大卫他寻求神
And Daniel inquired of the Lord.
但以理神求神
And Samuel inquired of the Lord.
撒母耳寻求神
That means they ask God questions.
那就是意味着他们向神问问题。
It's an inquiry.
是在神面前求问。
We don't tell the Lord what to do.
我们不是告诉神要做什么。
But we ask him what's going on.
我们问他现在正在发生什么事情。
The Lord loves to answer inquiries.
神愿意回答我们在他面前的询问。
Let me give you one example, very strange inquiry.
我们要举一个例子，是非常奇怪的一个例子。
The remnant of saints around Isaiah the prophet.
以赛亚那个时代有一些余民在他周围
including Shear Jashub his son.
包括希尔十巴和他的儿子们
which means the remnant shall return.
这个意思，他的名字的意思就是说，余数要回归。
That remnant is praying.
这些余数们在那边祷告。
And they say,
他们说
，Why are you delaying?
你问神，你为什么延迟
？Lord, we're praying. Why are you delaying?
主啊，我们在祷告，你为什么迟延
？And then they prayed this prayer.
然后他们有这样一个祷告。
I know you never prayed this prayer.
我们知道弟兄姐妹们可能不会这样祷告。
But these saints were prevailing in prayer with God.
但是这样的事情要在向神的祷告当中得胜。
What did they say?
他们说什么
？God, wake up.
他们说，神啊，你要醒来。
Now, of course, you're a good Calvinist.And you know God never slumbers nor sleeps.
因为我们知道，我们的神他不打盹，也不睡觉。
But these saints were praying, God, wake up, wake up! Don't you see what's going on?
但是他们的祷告是说，神呐、啊，你要醒来，你没看见世界上发生的事情
？Your city is being destroyed.
你的城被毁了。
That was their prayer.
这是他们的祷告。
We find that's chapter 51 of Isaiah, if you care to look. And in chapter 52, how does the chapter start? In chapter 52.
这是以赛亚书第五十二章，
God,
五十一章是怎样开始的
？God answers their prayer.
五十二章神就回答了他们的祷
告。What does he say?
神怎样说呢
？No, you wake up.
神说你们要醒来。
Now, God loves to be told to wake up.
神他爱 我们去提醒他醒来。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because it means that you know something isn't right.
因为那就意味着在我们的心里边知道有些事情不对了。
And if God were in control, things would be good.
因为如果神在他的宝座上执掌王权，
But there's something
这些事情就会对。
There's something wrong.
但是在这边光景不对了。
God, don't you see? Are you asleep?
所以他们就问神，你没有看见吗？你在睡觉吗？
Now try that on Tuesday night.
我们在星期二的祷告当中试一试这样的祷告。
But this is a prayer in the right direction.
但是这是一个正确方向的祷告。
Because if we would enter into kingdom prayers, we must know the three principles behind kingdom praying.
如果我们要进入国度的祷告，我们就必须了解国度祷告背后的三个原则。
What are those three principles?
这三个原则是什么呢？
All right. Amos chapter 3 verse 7.
阿摩斯书
It's right next to Joel. You got Joel still open there?
第三章第七节。
All right. Principle number one.
是这是第一个原则。
Have we got it?
阿摩斯书第三章七节，翻到了吗？
Some are asleep, and some are prophets.
有的人在昏睡，有的人在预言。
That's okay. If you're tired, you can go to sleep. But... Others of you, I'm appealing to you. Chapter 3, verse 7. Principle number 1.
第三章第七节第一个原则。
Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets.
主耶和华若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知就一无所行。
And then he says, the lion has roared.
然后说到狮子吼叫。
You see that?
你看见这里边。
The cockroaches picked up the roar of the lion.
我们这里边看见这些蟑螂，他们听见了狮子的吼叫。
Now that's the lion of Judah.
这是犹大的狮子。
They heard it.
他们听见了。
And God is revealing something by Amos the prophet.
这里边我们看见神借着阿摩斯这个先知向我们启示一件事。
Now here we find the first principle of kingdom prayer.
这里边我们看见了国度祷告的第一个原则。
I know we cannot understand this.
我们并不能完全地明白这件事情。
But God wants to reveal to us what he wants to do.
但是神愿意把他所要做的事情启示给我们。
Why us?
为什么是我们呢？
Can we do anything?
我们可以做事，为神做事吗？
Why would God reveal to his prophets and his servants what he's about to do?
为什么神要把他自己的心意启示他的仆人和先知？
You remember how Daniel was reading the scrolls, and in Jeremiah he saw that after 70 years the children would go back from captivity to Jerusalem.
你们可以看见那时候但以理在读这些书卷，他知道耶利米预言被掳归回70年后他们要回归。
Why did God reveal that to Daniel?
为什么神在那边向但以理启示？
Daniel said, oh, thank you, Lord. You're sending your people back. I can stop praying now.
所以但以理是不是他说神啊，感谢你，你把你的子民带回去，我就可以停止祷告了。
Is that what he said?
是他这次是他所说的吗？
No, he heard this promise. He opened the windows. He began to pray. God, do your will. Send your children back to Jerusalem.
当他听见这样的应许的时候，他把自己的窗户打开，面向耶路撒冷，为着神的心意祷告。
God reveals what he is about to do that we may join him and say, Amen, Lord, do it.
神向我们启示，我们可以说阿门。我们一同与神同工。
You all know about the difficulty in the grammar in the New Testament, which says that which you shall bind shall have been bound in heaven.
我们都知道，在新约圣经里边有一节经文，它的语法上很难理解，说在天上捆绑的，在地上也要捆绑。
Now many times, see, we misunderstand.
有的时候我们会对这节经文有误解。
We think we should bind and loose here on earth.
我们好像觉得我们应该在地上捆绑和释放。
And then God says, well, oh, my kids prayed that. Oh, such a problem. I guess I'll have to do it. And so God does what we're asking.
所以我们就觉得好像说我的儿女们在地上这样祷告。那我就这样做吧。
That's not at all what that scripture means.
这并不是这节经文的意思。
When we say, Lord, loose the gospel in this place.
当我们向主说把你的福音释放在我们中间。
It's sure evidence the Lord has already loosed it.
他就证实了神已经把他的福音释放在我们中间。
You know that scripture.
你知道这节经文。
Before you call, I will answer.
因为这节经文告诉我们说，在你向我祈求之前，我已经知道，我已经回答你的祷告。
Do we ever find a sleepy God who says, "Oh, that's a good idea"?
我们是不是看见一个正在睡梦中的神？他说：“哦，你们的祷告是一个好主意。”
Don't we rather find a faithful God who's been trying to implant that into our hearts?
但是我们知道有一位信实的神，他把他的计划放在我们的心中。
Which brings me to the second principle found in Isaiah chapter 45.
然后我们就看到了第二个原则，是在以赛亚书第四十五节。对不起，以赛亚书第四十五章
，verse 11，
第十一节。
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and His Maker, command me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the works of my hands.
耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事，你们可以问我。
Now, brothers and sisters, I know that you are. Twice as smart as me because you speak two languages.
我相信弟兄姐妹们都非常聪明，因为你们可以说两国语言。
And I have no idea what the Chinese translation says here.
不知道我们弟兄在这边翻译的是不是对的。
But I can tell you that English translations, the newer they get, the worse they are.
但是我可以告诉你，这些英文的翻译版越新的越糟糕。
I'm almost ready to go back to straight King James.
所以我常常觉得我应该回到King James 我这个翻译版。
You know why? Too much intellectual meddling with the scripture.
因为在这个翻译当中，人把自己的这些智慧加在这个翻译当中。
Now listen to this exhortation.
让我们一同来听这样的劝勉。
Now fortunately, I studied Hebrew under a rabbi.
很有幸的，我在一个拉比的手下学过了希伯来文。
And so I can look up words in the Hebrew.
所以我可以看希伯来原文。
And here's what this verse says.
这节经文的意思乃是
，Not my version here. My Bible says, "Ask me about the things to come concerning my sons."
所以这节经文在这个翻译当中是说，要问我。关于我儿子将来的事。
But in the Hebrew it says,
但是在希伯来的原文中
command me about the things to come concerning my sons.
说到你要命令我关乎于将来我儿子的事。
And commit to me the work of my hands.
要把你手中的工作完全的交托给我。
Now here's a second and even deeper principle.
所以这个第二节经文告诉我们一个更深的原则。
First, we discover as we gather two and three together, the Lord wants to reveal things He's about to do.
首先，我们看见了有两三位弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起，神要向我们启示他要做的工作。
Now, here's the second principle.
所以这里边我们看见了第二个原则。
He wants us to command Him to do His will.
这里边我们看见了神要我们去命令。他所应该做的事情。
Now, is that too deep?
这个是不是非常深奥呢？
You say, well, of course he wants to do his will.
我们说当然神要做他的，要行他的旨意。
But there's a sense in which he will not do his will until we ask him to do his will.
但是这里边同时也告诉我们，若不是我们请求他做，他也可能不做。
He has plans.
他有计划。
Where can he find somebody who'll ask him to do what he wants to do?
但是他在寻找那些要求他实行计划的人。
Well, now, if you're a new English version person, then fine, say, ask me. But it's command me.
如果你读的是更新的翻译版，那里面是说，请神这样做，但实际上是命令神这样做。
Here's another strange thing we find out about God.
这里边我们看见了一件非常奇怪的事情。
He loves it when people pray, God, wake up.
因为他非常愿意听神，他的子民祷告说：“神呀，你要醒来。”
At least they believe.
至少他们的心中这样相信。
Now here's the second very strange thing.
所以我们这里面看见了第二个非常奇怪的事情。
I don't think women have this problem. It's the men.
我们相信姊妹们可能没有这样的问题，跟弟兄们的问题。
Look at me. I'm gray-haired. I'm an old man. Don't you command me what to do?
大家看见我可能是一个白发的老人，你不能命令我。
God is so unlike our foolish male pride.
神并不像我们这些大男人主义。
Our God is up in heaven saying, please, please, command me, tell me. What do you want me to do? Because he's already told you what he wants him to do.
我们的神在天上，他告诉我们说， 要命令我更应该做什么，因为他已经在圣经里面告诉我们他要做什么。
It adds so much light to scriptures like delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
像圣经里面说，我们若在他的圣言里面欢心，他就把他的心意显明给我们。
It's because the desires of your heart and the desires of his heart. He just loves you to declare them. Then he said, ah, now I can do it. They asked.
是因为我们心中所愿的，也是正是他心中所喜悦的，他愿意做我们向他求的。
Command the Lord.
我们要命令神
to do his will.
要行他的旨意。
He won't be angry with you.
他不会向我们发怒。
He might beat you up.
他可能会战胜我们。
Because you have to be adjusted.
因为我们要改变。
You have to repent.
我们要悔改。
And then he does it.
然后他要行他的旨意。
But if you never asked,
但是如果我们不寻求的话
then you never received.
我们就没有得着。
If you never sought, ask questions.
如果我们没有去寻求，没有去问问
，You never find.
我们就不会找到答案。
If you don't knock,
如果我们不敲门
，No door open.
门就不会向我们开。
Kingdom prayers.
国度的祷告。
The third principle behind kingdom praying.
国度祷告第三个原则。
And you can see they all go in line.
我们可以看见这里边是有一个次序。
We find in 2 Chronicles in chapter 16.
我们可以从历代志记二章历代志下。
Now there's many other scriptures to make these arguments, but I just share one scripture for each of these.
有很多的经文都告诉我们，但是我在这里边就只能跟大家分享一节经文。
Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Sorry, I was in First Chronicles. There we go. Second Chronicles. 16. Ah, you already have it underlined, don't you?
如果我相信很多的弟兄姐妹们可能把这节经文已经画上重点了。
Verse 9, right?
第九节。
Already underlined?
大家已经看见了。
All of you get a special silver star if your Bible has it underlined.
如果你的圣经把这节经文已经重点标出来的话，会给你一个。
If yours isn't underlined, go back to sleep.
如果没有的话呢？
Here it is. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth.That he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
Now we ask the question, we have prayed, but we've not seen.
我们问了一个问题，我们祷告了，但是没有看见。
But there is the question, how desperate are you in your prayer?
但是问题是我们的祷告是何等的急迫。
How wholehearted are you?
我们是不是全心在神面前祷告？
The Lord's eyes move to and fro across the earth to find somebody who has a wholehearted prayer.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
And he acts on their behalf.
他就在他们，借着他们的来行事。
You know the principle, it comes, it's throughout the scripture.
我们知道在圣经里边一直向我们显示这样的一个原则。
What does it say in Jeremiah chapter 29?
在耶利米书第29章这样说。
And you will seek for me.
你们要寻求我。
And you will find me.
要你们寻找到。
The first time.
第一次。
No.
不是，这不是第一次。
When you seek for me with all your heart.
是乃至说到你要用你全心来寻找我的时候
Then I will be found by you.
你就会找到我。
So if we pray one time, Oh Lord, we know it's your will to bring revival to us here in Seattle. Bring revival to this place.
所以我们只有一次祷告说神啊你要在西雅图带来复兴。
Well, that's a good prayer.
这是一个很好的祷告。
How wholehearted are we?
但是我们是不是全心在神面前祷告
Is it knocking prayer?
是不是一个叩门的祷告
Or is it one time we prayed last Tuesday and then we forgot?
是不是我们只在星期二祷告然后就忘记
Ah, yes.
是不是
The Lord looks for wholehearted praying.
神在寻找向他心存诚实的祷告
There's a measure of desperation involved in wholehearted praying.
这里边我们就看见我们是不是全心就证明我们在神面前是何等的急迫
Now I bring you to the vision of Joel, the prophet.
这里边我们再回到约珥所向我们显示这些意象
Because we see in those scriptures we read, one who has broken through and prayed kingdom prayers.
这里边我们看见有一个人，他来到神的面前， 做一个国度的祷告。
What does somebody see when heaven opens?
当天向他打开的时候，这个人看见的什么呢？
What time is it?
乃是我们所处的是一个怎样的时代？
I'm sorry, you cannot know unless you see the clock in heaven.
如果我们不看见天上神的时钟，我们就不知道今天地上的时代。
Now you already know that kingdom time is different from our time.
因为我们知道国度的时代和我们地上的时间是不一样。
Sometimes we think things are going great, but the kingdom clock says things are falling away.
有的时候我们看地上的光景很好，但是在天上的时钟告诉光景很糟糕。
Sometimes down here we say things are terrible, where is God? And God is saying things are good.
有的时候我们看见地上充满了混乱，我们说神在哪里？但是神说这光景很好。
And so many of us heard the stories of the tremendous torture and persecution of Christians in China.
很多弟兄姐妹们都听见在中国的弟兄姐妹们他们所经历的折磨和逼迫。
And we said, what a terrible time.
我们就说这是一个何等可悲的光景。
But as the church was purified,
但是当神的教会在他面前得洁净的时候，
the Lord said,
主说，
look at my people.
看看我的子民，
look how they love me.
看看他是怎样的爱我。
We cannot always discern the kingdom time just by outward observance.
我们不能总是从外表的形式看国度的世界。
But when we see the heavens opened in our prayers as two or three,
当弟兄姐妹有两三个聚集的时候，天向我们打开的时候。
And when we would ascertain what time it is,
那我们就问神，这是一个怎样的时代？
I guarantee,
我要向你们保证。
You immediately see the crisis before us.
你就会看见我们眼前的危机。
There is imminent danger.
是一个何等紧迫的危机。
But,
但是
there's also who knows.
但是我们也在这边看见，谁知道呢？
God may turn the clouds of judgment into rain of mercy.
神可以把审判的钟拨回来，然后赐下怜悯的雨。
And so Joel saw the picture.
所以约珥在这边看见一个图画。
The locusts were invading the land.
这里边蝗虫侵略这个全地。
Judgment was coming upon the people.
审判临到所有的人民。
When he looked into the heavens, he saw the dark clouds.
当他看天上的时候，他看见乌云满布。
And he saw that the people deserve judgment.
他也看见地上的民，他们应该受这样的刑罚。
He saw that the judgment was overdue.
而且这些刑罚是早就应该来到的。
Have you ever noticed how God's prayers always see that peril?
我们可不可以从主的祷告中看见？
When you hear the intercession.
当我们看见这些代求的时候
，of Daniel, Nehemiah,
耶利米的
Ezra,
以斯拉的代求
，godly men,
这些属神的人
，they see the sin of God's people.
他们看见了神选民中间的罪。
They see how far away the church has gone from its first love.
他们看见了教会何等的远离那起初的爱。
It's as clear as an open heaven.
那这乃是一个向他们打开的天。
Now you must remember, with kingdom prayers, we're praying for wider things.
我们必须记得国度的祷告我们是为着一个更大的事情祷告。
Now I can't speak about your own meeting here.
我们并不是对着我们这边的聚会所说。
I hope all of you are almost perfect and ready to be raptured.
我们相信弟兄姐妹们可能大家都准备好了。
But I don't know.
但是我不知道。
But I know the church.
但是我知道教会。
In its larger scope.
在它大的范围内。
Is desolate.
乃是一个荒凉的光景。
Where is the Lord in his church?
在他的教会当中，主的地位是什么？
What are the doctrines being emphasized in the church?
这些真理在什么地方被强调的？
Where is the church going?
教会要往什么方向走？
Now we might easily say, but we're the remnant church. Let them go off the cliff. We're going to be faithful.
我们可能会非常容易地说，我们是属于这些余数的教会，让那些掉到悬崖里边去吧，我们可能得救。
Ezra could have said that.
我们可能会这样说。
Nehemiah could have said these people are so sinful.
耶利米也可能说，这些事情，这些人他们是充满罪恶。
But they said, no, Lord, it's us.
但是他们说没有，他们说主啊，是我们。
In matters of assembly, the Lord looks on you just like he looked on the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
在神各地的聚会当中，神看他的选民，就是像看在启示录里边的七间教会。
In matters of the kingdom, he sees the whole church.
但是关于的国度的时候，他乃是看到的是全部的教会。
You mind if I make a little distinction there?
如果我们可以在这边有些分辨的话。
I don't mean he sees all of Christendom, including those who just know the name of Christ, or they were baptized as a child, but they don't believe. I mean born-again believers.
在这里边我所指的不是那些自以为是基督徒，或者是从小受了婴儿洗，但是他们并不认识神。我所说的乃是重生得救的基督徒。
Now I know you have some reason to be insulated from the harsh reality of the born-again church about you.
我们在这边可能知道我们在这个重生得救的教会当中好像有一个保护。
But the situation is not good.
但是我们所处的光景也不好。
It grows worse daily.
而是每况愈下。
Where is the church in its moral high ground?
神的教会，他们在地上的道德水准是什么呢？
Why is it that the only voice we've heard this year?
为什么我们在今年所听见唯一的声音？
Telling the church nationwide to come back to God is a TV personality of questionable Christians.
为什么这样的呼召只是从一个在电视里边的传道人，并且他的性格乃是有问题的？
I was so ashamed.
我感觉到非常的羞辱。
There was 500,000 people out there at the Washington Monument.
有五千万人在华盛顿那边聚集。
And this man stood up and said, "We need to come back to God as a nation."
这个人站起来说，我们要作为一个国家重新回到神的面前。
It's not quite clear if this man is it Mormon or Jehovah Witness. He's not quite clear whether he's even a Christian.
我们都不知道这个人他是不是一个基督徒，也许是摩门，也许是耶和华见证人。
And I was ashamed.
我感觉到非常的羞辱。
Where's the Christian leader who stood up and said that?
为什么基督徒的领袖没有人站起来说？
Where's the Christian president to stand up and say that?
为什么基督徒的总统没有站起来讲？
Where's the Christian politicians to stand up and say that?
为什么基督徒的政治家没有站起来说？
Where's the great rich men of this world to speak up and say that?
为什么这个世界上拥有巨大财富的人没有站起来这样说？
The church has not said that.
教会并没有说。
The church in the United States says, trust God and he will make you millionaire.
美国的教会乃是说，你要相信神，他就使你成为百万富翁。
But now only before an open heaven can we see the state of this church.
只有在天向我们敞开的时候，我们才能看清地上教会的光景。
And when we see it,
当我们看见的时候，
the thing that breaks our heart is
那些进入我们心中的事情。
The Lord is burdened for them.
神在这边有一个沉重的负担。
We are so selfish, we don't care.
我们何等的自私，我们不关心这些事情。
But the Lord sees his whole bride not ready.
但是神看见他的心腹并没有准备好。
And he knows why.
他知道为什么。
Oh, there's so much I'd like to say, we've run out of time. But here it is, listen. The Lord sees that the hedge he placed around his people has been broken through.
这里边我们看见神看见了那个篱笆，他放在他教会周围的篱笆被打破。
The Bible clearly tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
the Lord puts his hedge around a righteous man.
因为神用他的篱笆来围绕着、那个、
He protects him.
他保护他们。
The scriptures clearly say, you'll have to look up the word hedge, you'll see what I mean.
你不需要去看见这个词，你知道它的意思。
The Lord puts a hedge around a godly family.
当神把他篱笆摆在这些属神的家庭当中，
He protects.
他保护他们，
He keeps them from all evil.
他让他们远离恶事。
And most amazing, the Lord puts a hedge around a nation.
最奇妙的是，神乃是把一个篱笆放在一个整个的国家周围。
That has a purpose in God.
因为 在神那边有一个目的。
But sin breaks holes in that hedge.
但是罪把那个篱笆打破了，就是许多的漏洞。
Now when Joel saw the doom and the judgment overhead,
当约珥看见了那个可怕的审判来临的时候，
he listened to the Lord.
他听神的话。
He said the judgment is coming.
他说审判就要来了。
The day of the Lord is terrible. Who can stand it?
耶和华的日子何等的可畏，谁能在他面前站立？
But then he said,
然后他说，
But even now,
即便是现在，
Did you notice that in Joel chapter 2?
在约珥书第二章你看见了。
I think it was verse 12. We read it. Even now, as the judgment is beginning to come, even now.
虽然如此，即便是现在，审判马上就要来到。
If my people,
如果我的子民
will tear their heart,
如果他们撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
Even now,
即便是在这个时候
，I can send mercy instead of judgment.
我可以向你们发慈悲。
Now only children of God who know the Lord know that the Lord prefers mercy over judgment.
神的儿女，只有神的儿女知道，神愿意施怜悯，不愿意施审判。
Can I put it this way? The wages of our sin is judgment.
我们可以这样说，罪的工价就是审判。
But the way of God is mercy.
但是神的道路乃是怜悯。
But unless that mercy is called down,
但是除非那个怜悯被我们要求请下来
judgment comes down.
否则审判就要来掉
the nation is destroyed.
整个国家就被毁灭
the church is devastated in its testimony.
教会在这件事情上的见证是何等的荒凉
who will ask for mercy?
谁要向神求怜悯
the Bible calls them those who stand in the gap of the hedge.
圣经告诉我们说，那些站在破口之中的人。
The Bible says, I looked for a man during this time to stand in the hedge, to stand in that hole, and to pray and to guard. And if I saw that, I would relent. But where is this intercessor?
神在圣经里面告诉我们说，他寻找那些站在破口之中为神子民祷告的人。但是在哪里他看见这样的人呢？
And so,Judgment came.
所以审判就要来到。
On the other hand,
然而在另一方面，
if God can find the people,
如果神能够找到一群人，
who see the crisis,
他们看见了这个危机，
and understand there's a last minute opportunity for mercy,
他们看见了那个最后的怜悯的机会，
who knows,
谁知道呢？
What the Lord may do.
神会做怎样的事情
Do you and I know for sure?
我们知道吗
Well, there are some signs that can help us know.
但是有些证照可以帮助我们了解
But I just want to share a couple of more verses with you.
我要和弟兄姐妹们再分享一两节经文
And Psalm 102
诗篇102篇
Here is a psalm that is written in a time of desperation.
这是在一个非常急迫的环境下写的一篇诗篇。
But I find in it a word for us who would pray.
但是我们相信这里边有些是我们应该祷告的。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her. The appointed time has come.
你必起来连续西安现在是可怜他的时候日期已经到了
Do you know there's an appointed time for a reviving of the work?
弟兄姐妹们是否知道在有一个时候是神要复兴的时候
Now reviving of the work is sometimes called awakening
复兴有的时候我们也叫做觉醒
Sometimes outpouring, sometimes revival
或者是圣灵的浇灌，或者是
sometimes recovery, restoration,
或者是复兴，或者是在神面前的复兴。
But it always starts with the awakening of those who hear the Spirit and are willing to pray.
但是它的开始总是因着有些人他们听见圣灵的声音，并且愿意祷告。
There is an irresistible prayer in the Bible.
有一个是我们不能 拒绝的这样一个祷告。
If the remnant will pray and their hands are holy and pure before God，
如果这些余数愿意在神面前祷告，并且他们的手在神面前是清洁的。
I say there is an irresistible prayer that when you pray, God surely must answer。
我们就知道在这圣经里边有一个是不可阻挡的祷告，神一定要回答这个祷告。
Do you know what that prayer is？
你知道这个祷告是什么吗？
Maybe you have it marked in your Bible in Isaiah chapter 64.
如果 你可能在你的圣经里边已经画出来了，是在以赛亚书
Here is a prayer that God loves to hear.
这是神愿意听见的。
Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversariesThat the nations may tremble at your presence.
愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动，好像干，好像火柴烧干，又像火将水烧开。
Isaiah 64 verse 1. Everybody got it?
以赛亚书第六十四章第一节。
What is this prayer?
这是一个怎样的祷告
？Lord, tear the heavens and come down.And show the glory of your son Jesus.
乃是说你要裂天而降，要把你儿子的荣耀显现出来。
The people don't know who Jesus is.
有些人还不认识主耶稣是谁。
The people don't know and have never seen your glory as of the days of old.
有些人还不认识你在过去时代所显出的荣耀。
Rend the heavens and come down.
从天裂天而降。
Shake the ground with your presence.
在你面前将地震动。
I tell you, this is an irresistible prayer.
我告诉你，这是一个不可阻挡的祷告。
Because God will answer this prayer in one of two ways.
因为神要借着一种或者两种方法来。
To those who watch and pray.
对着这些警醒祷告的。
To those who join in kingdom prayer.
对着这些在国度里边祷告的。
You pray this prayer.
我们要这样的祷告。
One of two things will happen.
有一件事情会发生。
He will send his son back to this earth.
因为他要把他的儿子送回到地上来。
Or he will pour out the Spirit and revive his people.
或者是他要浇让圣灵来浇灌全地，使我们得复兴。
He wants to manifest himself.
他要把他自己向我们显示出来。
Now I wonder if you know the American timetable.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们知道知不知道美国的时间表。
The timetable of God's mercies.
乃是神怜悯的时间表。
May I tell you something about the faithfulness of God?
我们可不可以告诉大家神的信实？
Here in the United States, which was formed and with many God-fearing people in this country,
美国乃是一群敬畏神他们所成立的国家。
God has been faithful up to this present time.
神从历史一直到现在以来，他都是信实。
To pour himself out in reviving about every 50 years.
他把他的圣灵浇灌下来，每过五十年就有一个复兴。
Now, not all of you may know that.
不是大家所有的人都知道这件事情。
Starting in 1750,
从一七五零年开始
，there was the first great awakening.
是一个大的觉醒。
And then in 1800,
那是十八世纪的时候
，there was a great awakening in what was the West in those days, Ohio.And the places like that.
当时所谓的那个西部，像俄亥俄州那些地方，有个大的复兴。
And in 1858,
但是1850年
，approximately a generation,
大概是整个一个世代的人。
And people hadn't seen God move,
他们没有看见神的工作。
And revival came in a prayer meeting in New York City.
在纽约的一个祷告聚会当中，神开始他的复兴工作。
It's called Fulton Street Prayer Meeting.
是一个叫 Fulton Street.接那个祷告的聚会。
By the time it was through, one whole year,
在整个的那一年当中
，1 million people have been saved.
一百万的人得救。
And United States only had 30 million people.
那个时候美国只有三千万人。
1905,
1905年
，a revival fire jumped from Wales, landed west coast United States.
从英国威尔士的复兴。一直临到了美国的西岸。
It was a tremendous pouring out of the Spirit.
乃是圣灵强大的浇灌。
You know these people, the Spirit came down on this little house, this little church to his meeting, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people being saved.
所以圣灵就临到这些在家庭里边那些小的聚会，成百上千的人得救。
This was the beginning of what later became the Pentecostal Church.
这就是在那个时候一个开始，就是五旬节运动的开始。
But back in those days, it wasn't Pentecostal; they were Baptists.
但在那个时候，并不是五旬节运动。
But the Spirit came down on them.
但是圣灵临到他们。
And you know what? They said, "This is from God."
他们说这是从神而来的。
When it really started moving is 1906.
当这个运动开始的时候是1906。
You know something? This Spirit came down.
圣灵降下。
Within 1 week.
在一周之内。
San Francisco earthquake.
旧金山就有了一个大的地震。
Thousands and thousands of people got saved.
有成千上万的人。
Isn't that wonderful?
得救了。是很奇妙的。
Now I was around for the last time.
在最后一次我也生活在这个世上。
But back in the 1960s,
当1960年代的时候
our country was in a crisis because all of the young people were in rebellion.
那个时候我们的国家正在经历一个危机，因为年轻人他们反叛。
It was the age of the hippies and of drugs and of free love.
那个时候的时代呢，是这个嬉皮时代，是用毒药或者性解放的一个时代。
But after our President Kennedy died, these young people wanted to tear down the whole government.
但肯尼迪总统死了之后，这些年轻人他们要拆毁当时的美国政府。
And the church was powerless.
教会毫无能力。
And then the Spirit fell from heaven.
圣灵就从天而降。
Almost all of the Christian leaders on the West Coast today were saved.Back in that Jesus movement day.
所有几乎是所有现在目前在西岸的这些基督徒的领袖都是在那个时候耶稣运动开始的时候那个时候得救。
Hundreds of thousands of young people turned from hippies into preachers of the gospel.
有成千上万的年轻人他们从嬉皮的文化中解放出来成为宣讲福音的人。
The move was so great, even on the East Coast, we felt some of what happened.
这个运动是何等的大，就是在东岸也感觉到了这个震动。
I remember going around and preaching, and I played guitar, and I'd sing these songs about Jesus, you know, kind of rock and roll songs.
那时候我还记得我在传福音，在弹吉他。
And schools would hear me in the park, ask me to come and sing in the school, have assembly, talk about Jesus.
那个学校听见了我在那边传道。他们就邀请我进到学校里边去为他们传福音宣讲主耶稣基督。
Do you know what it's like when the heavens are opened?
你们看没看见当天向我们打开的时候是什么样子
?You don't have to fight for people to be saved.
我们不需要去为着那些得救的人去征战。
You just have to tell people, let me tell you how to be saved, and people come.
你就告诉他们说你可以怎样得救他们就来得救。
Have you ever been in such a time?
我们有没有经历这样的时代
?Oh, the Holy Spirit visited the United States.
当圣灵临到我们的时候
,There were many, many people in all the denominational churches.
各个宗派的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Every born again person went every Sunday and they sat in a coffin for 1 hour.
每个人他们
,They were like dead.
每个得救重生得救的弟兄姐妹们他们坐在一个棺材面前一个小时。
And suddenly the Spirit burst upon them.Many had gifts of the Spirit, but they learned how to worship and sing choruses and praises and scriptures during this period.
所以圣灵就突然间临到他们，他们得到圣灵的能力和恩赐，他们就一同敬拜，整个地方都充满了圣灵的能力。
Now, of course, I'm not saying everything was right, and the charismatics became charismaniacs, and many had many problems.
当然我不是说这在这个中间所有的事情都是对的因为这个灵恩运动后来成为灵恩派中间可能有很多的问题
Yeah, crazies, I don't know how you say All I know is It's been more than 50 years
我所能记得的就是五十年已经过去
Now let me tell you about your precious young people
为着这些可爱的年轻人我们对
I've never seen a generation of young adults like this generation
我从来没有看见一群这样长大的年轻人像今天这个时代的年轻人。
They love the Lord.
他们爱主。
They know of His restraint.
他们知道他们能力。
They've studied His word.
他们学习他的话语。
But they've never seen the Lord poured out.
但是他们从来没有经历圣灵的浇灌。
You say to them, be filled with the Spirit. They say, I don't know what that means.
你告诉他们说要被圣灵充满，他们不知道这是什么意思。
That doesn't mean they don't know the scriptures about it.
但并不意味着他们并不明白圣经里面所说的话。
It's just that the Spirit has not visited us.
乃是说圣灵还没有临到我们。
In more than 50 years.
五十年已经过去了。
Isn't it about time?
现在该是时候。
Are you a cockroach and you sense something happening?
我们是不是那些蟑螂？我们感觉到有一件事情要发生。
Are you willing to seek God together? What time is it, Lord?
我们会不会团体的一同来到神面前寻求？现在是什么样的光景？
Could it be?The Lord is just waiting for some people to say, Lord, pour out your spirit upon this young generation and give them a portion and recovery we've never known before.
是不是神现在在这里面呼召，有一些人需要觉醒了，圣灵要浇灌到我们的年轻人中间。
If we as the church are satisfied with where we're at,
如果我们满足现在的光景，
then we need revival.
我们需要复兴。
One man said the church is so subnormal.That if the church were normal, everybody would think it's abnormal.
因为我们知道这个世界这个教会的光景是何等的不正常，乃是这些不正常的就成为了正常。
Do you think the Lord's recovered everything?
我们是不是知道神要复兴恢复所有的一切的事情？
When he poured out his life upon that church in the book of Acts,
当在我们在使徒行传里面看见。他把他生命浇灌下来的时候
There is a reality there that we have yet to recover in the church.
那个光景我们目前的教会还没有恢复
And I think it's time.
我相信该是时候
To watch and pray.
所以我们要警醒祷告
I'm telling you, I think the alarm clock is going off saying it's a time for a new outpouring.
我们知道我们的响铃已经响了那我们现在开始要警醒祷告要圣灵来浇灌
Can I mention just two final things?
两个最后的事情。
I see I got 30 seconds. Okay, here we go. Number one.
第一
A new move of revival is usually poured out upon the young people.
新的复兴运动常常是从浇灌年轻人开始。
But he only pours himself out where there are young, where there are older people who know the way of the Lord.
但是他之所以能够把他圣灵浇灌下来乃是一群成熟的弟兄姐妹知道他的道路
When the charismatic movement hit on the east coast of the United States
当五旬运动临到美国的东岸的时候
There was a whole bunch of young brothers and sisters all up and down New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Richmond, Virginia
有许多的年轻人在美国的东岸从纽约一直到费城
It was a revival
是一个复兴
But our brother Stephen Kang was there
但是我们的江弟兄在哪
And he turned revival into recovery.
他把这个复兴变成了一个神的恢复的工作。
Because this young bunch, none of them married almost, young, filled with the Spirit.
因为这些年轻人那时候大多数还都没有结婚，充满了圣灵。
He said, but have you seen the way of the Lord in his church?
他就问他们，你们看见神在教会中的道路吗？
And that's our precious brothers in Richmond, Virginia today.
那是我们今天在主面前在 Richmond, Virginia 一个非常宝贵的弟兄
Oh, that the Lord would do this again.
我们相信神还会这样
It's a hunger of my heart.
这是我心中的渴望
You've raised a generation of young people here in America.
要在美国兴起一代年轻人
Now may the Lord come down upon them.
愿神临到这些人
Gather in the millions here in the United States who don't know the Lord.
把成千上万还不认识神的人聚集在一起
One last post note.
最后一个一点
Such an outpouring always comes.
这样的一个浇灌
Just before crisis.
只是在主要在危机来之前要浇灌
All those dates I told you in America's history.
在所有美国这些历史上我所提到这些日子
They were outpourings that prepared God's people for great wars, the civil war, times like that in our history.
在我们的历史当中我们看见这个圣灵的浇灌乃是为着一个预备一个巨大的征战像美国的内战
Our country may be coming into a great judgment
我们的国家可能要面临一个严肃的审判
But my prayer is still that God could revive his work and establish his people before that shaking comes
我的祷告乃是神要浇灌他的子民在那个大的危机之前要临到他的子民。
Now I finally say,
最后
who knows?
谁知道呢
Am I saying what's going to happen?
我是不是告诉大家说一定要发生这样的事情
I could wish. I could wish that God would pour out His Spirit in these days, even before the end of this year. But all we can do is gather together, two or three, and say, Lord, what time is it in your clock?
但是我们能做的，只是弟兄姐妹们两三个人聚集在一起，向神求问。
Surely there's judgment coming.
我们知道这个审判是一定要来到。Unless
there are those who cry for mercy.
除非有人向神呼求怜悯。May
the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我。Let's
pray.
让我们一同祷告。Lord,
we thank you for that we could gather together today as your people.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为我们成为你的子民，可以聚集在你的面前。Lord,
we sense something is about to happen.
神，我们感觉到有一件重要的事情就要发生了。But
who are we but cockroaches?
我们是谁呢？我们只不过这是这些蟑螂。So
we would come to you and ask, Lord, what time is it?
所以我们来到你的面前问你，寻求你。What
is happening in your kingdom?
在你的国度里要发生什么？
How can we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth? As it is in heaven.
我们怎样才能够祷告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
I pray revive thy work, O Lord.
我们求你复兴你的工作。
And I know it will be done if God's people watch and pray.
我们知道，如果神的子民他们警醒祷告，这件事情就必成就。
So that's what we pray in the name of our King, Jesus Christ.
这些乃是我们心中的祈求，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.